Sono salito.
Also, it has been mentioned previously. When the bhakti limbs are started, when the bhakti started, then by the difference of nishita and anishita, there are two types of bhakti. Usame, Durvikalpa, Vishayasangara, etc. Tarangrangini. This is, these are the stages of nishita bhakti. And these are far away. Then Dukkati Utta, Sukkati Utta, Sukkati Utta, Prada Utta, and Bhakti Utta. These are anartha still results. The main, when they are removed, also, then, lust, anger, greed, envy, through this, person is covered. And when these are removed, these coverings, then lie with laziness, indifference, kashai, etc. They are also removed. Then one develops nishtha, firm faith. Nishtha means determination. Now the mind is stable. But still there is no faith yet. By the mind, by the intelligence, you have decided that this is good, this is bad. You have determination that performing bhajan will be good. By intelligence, you have determined. The anarthas have been removed. Still some anarthas, some faults remain. Then Bhavudesh Parthini, in big fraction, the anarthas are removed, Bhavudesh Parthini. It's described the devotees. Earlier also it was described by performing Jnana Bhajan. Again and again, still the same symptoms do not manifest. We described earlier. What does it mean? That some offenses are still remaining. The result of offenses. Everybody, he knows all the Tattva. He knows, he has all the knowledge of the Shastras, everything. But not to see or frame, even the heart symptoms do not manifest. The ecstatic symptoms, romanchakam, pashru, tears, horripilation, etc., not seen yet. Then, these are the evidence of apara. But the writer of the scripture is saying, this is not applicable everywhere. Even some people who are without any offenses, still they do not manifest symptoms of pain.
And
he is not even performing any sinful activity. Understand that a sinful person, or who is not sinful, they are not saying. Somebody is sinful, offensive activities are not sin. Somebody is sinful, but he is not offensive. He will get the result of naam, chanting. This is what is repeated here, that he is chanting the names of his son, maybe. He is not addressing the Lord, he is addressing the names. The Vishnudut arrived, and he was collected from the dead, and they gave the mantras. He left every sinful activity, went to Haridwar with pure moves, he chanted the Harinam, he attained prem and went to Vaikunth. Right from childhood, he from his childhood, the child was kept the name Narayan. The day he kept this name, all his reactions to sinful activities were destroyed. And when he's calling Vishnu Narayan, come here Narayan, then this is sadhan. What he's chanting later on, Shri Vishnu Shri Kapil is describing. And then he attained the results of the chanting frame. But he had some tendency to associate with the prostitute. But still he is not offensive. He has not committed any offenses towards Vaishnava, towards the name. Out of last practices, that is in the past life, he has some tendency to perform sinful activities. But no offenses. These are not offenses. But associating with the prostitute, he has some attachment to the prostitute. This is a sin. That he has left his aged wife and parents, but he is not offensive towards the and names, etc. That's why at the time of his death, he is chanting his son's name, the Vishnu immediately arrived at this place. Why did he not attain the results immediately? The results of the names are like the growing of the mango. At the appropriate time, the buds will manifest. They will come to become flowers, they will become buds, and they will grow into fruits. At the appropriate time. Similarly, a non-offensive person, the Lord, when he becomes pleased at the appropriate time, he provides the fruits. Must understand it like this. A non-offensive Ajamil, he had reactions to so many sinful activities to suffer from, but because of changing of the name, Just like a snack, food tastes poisonous, plants have been taken out. If we bite, it's not poisonous. Similarly, Ajamil also, all his sinful reactions have been nullified. Also the same. By the effect of Harinam or Bhajan, everything is removed now. But still, he is poor or he is sick or he is suffering in other ways in the material world, like the Sudama Vipra, the Brahma Sudama. But he is Krishna Sakha. But still, he is poor. It is visible that he is poor. Some devotees also we see that maybe they are diseased. Sometimes we see them performing some sinful activities or suffering from materialistic troubles. Generally, this is known as reactions to his tarab, the sinful activities. But Draupadi, Maharaj Yudhishthira, how Draupadi was nearly derobed and insulted. They are not the results of Tara, the sin, results of their sinful activities. No, it is Krishna's desire. It's seen that desire, that these are just associates who are helping, nourishing the pastimes of the Lord. They have nothing to do with Tara, the sinful reactions. By sadhana bhakti, tarab are destroyed. As soon as one starts sadhana bhakti, immediately his sinful reactions are destroyed. The moment he takes shelter of the Lord. But he should be not offensive. He should not commit any offenses. Now, the Mahajan, like Sri Rupa Goswami, he says, Sri Rupa Goswami is saying here, performing even one nima bhakti, all the reactions to sinful activities is nullified. Or if he is a Vaishnava without any dukkhiti, but still if you see him suffering from disease, don't understand this to be the reaction to sinful activities of prana. This is the mercy of the Lord, so that he may develop humility and progress in bhajan. That's why the Lord has arranged all this in his life. So,
Shed, Pratipati, Kortai, and Rasa Swat. There is hallelujah comes into the moment when the mind is fixed. But even in this day, there is no ruchi, no taste in bhajan. But if the word bhajan, due to the vidna, is fixed mind or fixed intelligence. Now even this day, the Bhava gets bhakti, where the nanas are mostly removed, still there is some fault in the devotee.
Printing started.
Without a prayer, we still do not see the symptoms of paramahansa. Then the body may ask Tathagana with no karma. And the eight symptoms of perfection, the Asatabhigara, which is not treated in their body. Therefore, Samadhi Prasa is not seen even in someone who is without faith. And even someone who is without faith, they still have a tendency to commit sinful activities. If we should understand that sin and offense is not the same action.
Printing complete.
Give an example of Adil, who is a great sinner, but he never committed any offense, no Vaishnava Brahman or Namabra. At the time of death, he closed, he chanted the name of Narayana, and the four Vishnudas came. From then he received mantra, he went to Hariwa for Bhajan, and then went to Vaikuntha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Thakur said, from the first day when he kept his child very much Narayana, from that day he chanted Namapah. And all his consequent chanting of the name of his son, Kavi Narayana, Kiri Narayana, that was all counted as a satisfaction. But still, we see there is proclivity to perform sinful activity within him. He was staying with a woman, maid servant, he had given up his wife, her parents. There was great dislike in him, but there was no apparat. Only because of previous habits would he think dignity. Therefore, even though we discussed 2 days ago that should be Satsana, the prayer of Vili, or what Krishna really wakes in the heart of that person to see who desires to give a chance, still, the example is given, everything appears in the perfect time. A man who cannot appear in the middle of winter, first in the monastery, and then the monastery, and the small group. And whenever, in the due course of time, at the proper moment, the man will appear. In the same way, even though a person is not offensive, prayer will only appear in its correct time. But still, any so-called simple activities cannot affect him. Just like you call the snake, the teeth out of the snake, and it bites you, there is no effect. Therefore, sometimes we see that diseases, the body has disease, or they're lamenting, or they're afflicted by poverty, but we should understand that this is not for us to cover. This is not due to their past. We see Sudama Ritha, he came to the assembly house to see Krishna, and he was very poor. Sudama Ritha is the terminal version of Krishna. We may see another one of his disease, or you didn't see Maharaj, even though he is a partner of the version of Krishna, he was banished in the forest and suffered so many miseries. These examples of these bodyguards and the terminal version, these are simply to nourish the people of the Krishna, or to give some teaching to us, to give some example. It is not a result of their corrupted karma. And once you speak of bodyguards, even the bodyguard in this world, if there is some disease or some problem, this is not a result of their corrupted karma. Rather, if that devotee is without offense, this is rather simply the mercy of Krishna to keep them humble. So, Srila Prabhupada Swami, another Maharajan, in the Srimad-Bhagavatam, Rupa Goswami said, given the Mukta Purush, a liberated jnani, he will have to take the result of his Prarabdha Karma. But Asaraka Bhaja, Asaraka Harina, he will never take any Prarabdha at all. Before.
Please, Opa, you have to be able to do it.
Sure,
We're launching a new project called Saver Teams for connecting those people who are not disabled with teams who need Saver Sound. So there'll soon be a new website, saverteams.com. I've got forms here, you can pick them up either from me or from Kusanti TV, and you can give me a detail of what you'd like to offer and like that. I think. And let's read from Delhi, we'll come to the Hare Krishna.